Hello, everybody. I will give you a few minutes to get in here as I figure out how to change my name. Okay, so it's a very good question. How do I change my name? Let's see. As you come on in, you're going promoting Coach Heather. Coach Heather's going to be in the chat for you. Then participants. Oh, there we go. Okay. No, right click. Okay, Heather. Participants, then right click. Well, guys, I hope you can figure out that I am not Corinne, because I don't know. I'm not figuring out how to change my name. Nope, it's not happening. Oh, there we go. Okay, I figured it out. So I will be myself today now. Oh, hello from Texas. Oh, if I could spell my name, that would help too. Let's see. Could I be Coach Leah? Guys, this is funny. It has been a minute since I've done a call, so I just haven't changed my name lately. Isn't that funny? Well, maybe I'll just be Coach Leah today. How is everybody here? As I try to figure out how to change my name again, there we go. I figured it out. Like I say, you have Coach Heather in the chat. She's going to be supporting you there. Come on in. Tell me where you're from. What's going on? We are here for after an OBS weight loss course. What's next? So this, oh, from Seattle, Alabama, hot Florida. Oh, that's where Coach Heather's from too, Florida. That's really cool. Oh, Canadian Zoom user. Don't know who you are. I am from Canada myself. That is my no BS claim to fame. One and only Canadian coach. I guess you could even say one and only international coach, but yeah, I am Canadian from north of Toronto and heading back to New York. Oh, Vancouver. Yeah. Northwest Ontario. One of the things to know, guys, make sure that you are changing your chat. There's a little blue box above where you're typing. Make sure you change it to everyone. Otherwise, Coach Heather and I are the only ones that are going to be able to see it. So set your chat box to everyone. We'll all get to see your comments and should be good to go. You should be able to have closed captioning. And if you'd like that as well as we go through this call. Let's start with finding my notes here. Okay, so I love that you're all sharing in the chat where you're all from. Again, don't forget to set it to everyone. If you're new to No BS, can you give me a thumbs up? You see where you can use the reactions at the bottom. If you're new, let's see a thumbs up. No newbies here this morning. All right, well, that's okay. There is, oh, there we go. We got someone. So you will see at the bottom of your screen as well, a Q&A box. If you've got any questions at all, just post them in there and I'll probably get to them. I don't have a lot to go through with you today, so I'll get to some questions. And if we are running out of time, oh, hi, Diane. I think I was just emailing with you earlier. So yeah, if I don't get to your question, Coach Heather will for sure answer it. Again, if you are new here, you'll see Coach Heather typing in all caps. That's, she's not yelling at you. That's just so that you know that she's the coach here. So again, specific questions in the Q&A. This call is all about what to do after you're finished the OBS weight loss course. And it was really cool. I was on Facebook earlier and I was seeing there was a few of you posting that you have just finished, now an OBS woman. Well, I want you to know too, you're an OBS woman from day one. You don't have to have finished the OBS weight loss course to be an OBS woman, but we certainly love that you're feeling it as you do finish the course. That's fantastic. We are all OBS women. We're all here to support each other. And I'm very excited for that today. Just finished this week. Way to go. That's awesome. Is there anyone here who's actually done the OBS weight loss course more than once? Let's see some heart emojis. If you've done the OBS weight loss course more than once, there you go. Yeah. It's so interesting, isn't it, that we can do the same horse more than once. And I'll bet you, those people that have done that, you can share comments in the chat if you want. You find that you learn something new every time. I want you to remember that you're not the same person. When you go to do it the second time, you're not the same person you were when you did it the first time. The first time it was all shiny and new. We were just hearing all the things. So don't be afraid to jump back into that course and do it again or do parts of it again. That's also a great way to do it. So, all right. So like I said, how this is going to work today is I am going to do some teaching, sort of give you ideas of what to do next after you've done the NoBS weight loss course. And then if we do a quiz that we can do together, I'll show you around the website. If you want to chat with me or you want to share anything with me, I'd love for you to raise your hand. You want to do the Pathways quiz with me, which I'm going to be talking about soon. Raise your hand. That would be great. Oh, look, Stephanie, you've done the course 3 times. Exactly. We always hear something new. Oh, and Sandy, I love that idea too. Just going back and doing different modules as you need them. There are so many very specific modules now lessons in module 3 and module 4 that can be so helpful to go back and do. So I love that you guys are doing that. That's amazing. All right. Before we go too far, who's been dropping it like it's hot this month? I want to make sure, Coach Heather will post the link in the chat. I want to make sure that you guys have 1, registered your weight loss, whatever weight loss you've lost, down 9, that's amazing. Register that weight loss so we make sure we get to the 10,000 pounds. That is where the very best prizes are. But speaking of the prizes, do not forget that you also need to register to win those prizes. That's a very separate thing from registering the pounds you lost. So you do, down 4, that's awesome, Cindy. You do need to go onto the website and register. The link will be in the show notes for the survey so that you can, like I say, be registered for those prizes. Such amazing prizes of coaching with Corinne, coaching with a coach, gift cards, prize boxes, all sorts of things this month. So that's pretty amazing. So yeah, make sure that you have registered to win. All right. So step 1. When you're done the NoBS weight loss course, step 1 is to figure out what's going on. What is it that you need? Do you need to lose? Are you losing weight? Are you not losing weight? That's sort of what we want to figure out. And so you want to check that data. You want to make sure that you're looking at your data and you're seeing, where am I making progress? What is it that I personally want to keep working on? So like we talked about, the work that you may need to do is do some research in the NoBS weight loss course and see, what is it that I want to level up? What's my next easiest step to do? So once you've looked at your data to see, am I losing weight? Am I not losing weight? Am I planning? Am I not? What is that exactly? Then you need to decide, are you taking action or do you need to consume something? Do you need more information or more ideas? Then you want to start doing, like, if you need more ideas, you need to consume some stuff. If you've got a lot of ideas of what to do and you're just not taking action, then you want to start taking action. So that is, I'm sorry, my notes are fantastic, but there. What are some actions? So what are actions that you guys are taking this week? Anybody got some suggestions of what their actions are? I mean, okay, I already changed the page, so now you're seeing mine, but I wanted to see what other actions you guys had. The ones I started with, eat at a table, doing the Amber method. Yeah, closing the kitchen. These are some great ideas. A lot of these actions are coming from a lot of our monthly challenges, which is great. Making a plan, yeah, on the clock. There's a lot of great ideas for the actions that we can take in this chat. If anybody wants to go back and look at that, that's fantastic. Gone back to eating only at the table. Yeah, so a combination of all of them. Eating only at the table, closing the kitchen, asking myself if I need the 3 p.m. snack or just a break, doing the halftime method. Yeah, hunger challenges. That's a good interesting one to look at. The Amber method is the same as the halftime method. There was a coaching call that Corinne did with a member named Amber, and it became quite famous. It's actually, if you just search Amber on the Nobius website, those will come up. It's basically the halftime method. It's eating half of your meal and then waiting to see what happened. Corinne coached Amber on that. And she came back and she'd lost some great amount of weight because she just thought she was eating the right amount for her body. So there is a 21-day challenge as well that you'll find on our website. We posted a quick hit about that too. So if you look under coaching replays and the quick hits, you will see Corinne's 21-day challenge she mentioned a couple months ago. So the ones I wrote down, ask coaches. Bring your questions to ask coaches. Oh, there you go. Coach Heather has posted the links to the Amber method in the chat. It is the same as the Kathy method. Yeah, it's basically the same. It's Amber. They recommended to Amber to do the Kathy method. So, and that is also known as the halftime method. So if you're all very confused, look for the calls. There are quick hits on them. Watch the replays. And essentially, it's all the halftime method. So yeah, bring questions to ask coaches. That is taking action. The thing to remember is that when you post a question to ask coaches, you've got to come back and find your answer. We're going to post an answer to you within 24 to 48 hours. You got to come back and find it. So give it a name you're going to remember or a name that you can search by in there as well. And then you come back to the website and you'll find your answer. Planning and assessing, that's taking action. That's figuring out what's working for you, what's not. And using your habit tracker. How many of you are using your habit tracker consistently? Anybody tell me, are they using? Yeah, some thumbs up. I love it. Okay. Does anybody not know what the habit tracker is? No, I'm not seeing anybody say that. Good. I'm so glad you all know what the habit tracker is. Yeah, we have a paper version that you can print out or you can use digitally, but there are tons of habit apps out there as well. I love that. So for sure you want to just be tracking your habits so that you can see where are my opportunities for leveling up. AG, accountability groups. So similar to Ask Coaches, it's setting yourself up for some accountability. That's taking action, speaking to someone else, and building that connection, building that accountability for yourself. That's what having a great accountability group can do, or partner. So if you don't have one of those, you can sign up on our website. And we have all sorts of supports for accountability groups now too. So fun digital stuff, but also, you know, some ideas and tips on how to get the most out of your accountability groups. Cheryl, the habit tracker is on our website. When I share screen and go do the website, I will show you where it is. I'm sure Coach Heather can post a link to. We have one page that's got all of our helpful worksheets. There you go. It's got all the helpful worksheets, and that's where you'll find the habit tracker. It is also in the planner. So if you go to click on the planner, you'll find the habit tracker in the planner. And you can adapt it to use it as you want. So that's actions. Consumption. I mean, this, you know, consumption is doing the Nobius weight loss course. It's watching the replays, videos, podcasts. Everybody know how many different podcasts we have for you as a member? Who knows how many we have? Anybody answer? A gazillion. Well, not podcast episodes. I mean, different podcasts. I don't know, Coach Heather, what do you call that? Channels? Different podcasts? Feeds. Okay. Yeah, feeds. You're right. There you go. We have four podcast feeds. We have four different podcast feeds. What I love so much about that, I mean, I will tell you right now, my favorite one is the Quick Hits. They're snippet video, like audio recordings that are less than 20 minutes. Some of them are 2 or 3 minutes. and they just get to the heart of the matter, right? They tell you exactly how to help yourself in this exact situation. Every one of our doable hunger challenges has its own quick hit, I think, at this point. So yeah, you guys are loving them too. It's awesome. So yeah. Okay. So Elena's put a comment in saying that she starts each month determined to do the habit tracker every day. And about halfway through the month, I trail off. You know what? I am with you. I've been like that too. Some months more than others. So the key for what I've done, I don't know if anybody else has suggestions for Elena for how to be consistent with the habit tracker. I'd love to hear it. What I do is I set a reminder and I remind myself why it's so important. Actually, for a while, what I've done too is I have a picture frame, an 8x10 picture frame, and I just sit my habit tracker in the picture frame, like not in it, but just on it. And that way it's like on my desk. It's something that I love, that loves me. It gives me so much information and it's right there in my face. So it's harder to miss. Put it on the fridge. That's a great idea. Somebody thought that you're supposed to do it at the end of the month. You know what? Some people do. Some people do go back and do that at the end of the month. Yeah. Thou shalt not go back there's some fun comments in the chat. So, but yes, great ideas for doing the habit tracker. You can do it at the end of the month. You can do it at the end of a week. You can do it every single day. It's really easy to set yourself up for what's going to work for you. Doing the habit tracker when you assess. That's awesome. There's really no right or wrong way here. That's the thing to learn. It's what works for you. And what works for you, some months may not work other months. So just know that you can always go back. As long as you're doing your planning and assessing, you can always go back and fill in the habit tracker for sure. But that's what's really going to help you to assess your data, to know, okay, am I on the right track? Do I need to start taking more actions? What would be the easiest level up for me? So other forms of consumption. Somebody actually asked in the chat, what other podcasts are there? So there is the No BS Weight Loss Course podcast. There is the Replace podcast. There is the Quick Hits podcast. And then there is the Self-Paced Courses podcast. So as we go through, as I show you on the website, I can show you what all of those are, what the self-paced courses are. So another way for consumption is doing the pathways. It's more learning, right? It's more learning about different ways to approach things, or maybe learning about different topics, focusing on one thing over another. And on our website, we actually have a quiz. If there is anybody who wants to go through the quiz with me, raise your hand, because I'm going to take us to the website soon and you can do that with me, or I'll just do it by myself. There we have somebody raised. Okay. So other consumption monthly challenges, and then the bonus courses. So let me share my screen so I can show you where and what all these things are. Let's make this bigger and let's share screen. We are just going to share my desktop and hope that I'm not sharing everything. There we go. And I would like to go to the website. This is not it. This is Facebook. And this is Zoom. Let's not close Zoom. So we're going to go to the website. Here we go. I would like to promote, let's see, Zoom user, if you would like to go through with me, I have invited you to be a panelist. I'm not sure if I'll see you. Okay, well, I am going to show you on our website here. We'll see if that works. Oh, okay, so what I'm going to show you here is we are on the website, and on the left-hand side, One of the things we have that I love that I'm not sure everybody uses that much is this search box. It is there for you to search anything you're looking for. So when you think to yourself, look, I've noticed on my habit tracker that I am not following my plan, you come on over here and you search not following, and you'll find a whole bunch of resources. If you all know where the Nobius weight loss course is, that is our foundational pathway. So here's number six, finish Nobius, choose your next pathway or bonus course. This is where we found the helpful worksheets. And here is the Nobius pathways. I've clicked on that. So when we click on that, you'll see nice video from Corinne showing us our foundational pathway. And here's the quiz, because we have four different pathways plus a lot of bonus courses. So here is the quiz for the pathways. So you answer the questions on the quiz. If you had to rate yourself when it comes to the four basics, where would you say you are currently? I've clicked here. I'm pretty consistent with water, sleep, and planning, but still working on doable hunger. I just can't figure out my cues. So there's four different questions or four different answers here. You pick the one that's closest to you. And then question two, it's weigh-in day. You've been hitting your basics like a boss, but the scale is up 2 pounds. What do you do? So this, you again, you answer the question as closely as you can. I've just put, I assess my data, look for patterns and trends, and decide that I'm going to figure this shit out. Question three, I'm not going to actually read them all, but you can see that I have answered all five, there's five questions, not four. I've answered all five questions. And then it says, we recommend managing urges pathway. So you can come back here and do this as many times as you want. There's a retake quiz button, and it will give you the option to answer them again and see what it's saying now. But then when you scroll down the page, you're going to see those different pathways. We have nailing the basics, and there are three different courses that are involved in each pathway. So there's nailing the basics, managing urges, understanding my thinking, and ditching the scale drama. So anybody have any questions about the pathways? We have one question in the Q&A I'm going to answer right now. I'm working on waiting on enough and stopping it enough. So waiting for hunger, I assume you mean, and stopping it enough. But my biggest battle is with my brain. Yeah. How can I get past the feeling that I can't get myself to the end of the journey? Well, so Coral, you could raise your hand and we could talk about that. But the thing to remember is that our brains offer us all kinds of thinking. And everything it offers us is optional. Some things just feel so much more believable than others just because of what's happening in our lives or where we're at. So it doesn't make it true. The way we know this for sure is stuff like rain. I mean, it is raining here today where I am. I might think, oh, this sucks. I was planning on going for a nice drive with my husband. We were going to go to my daughter's house and swim in the pool, but it's raining, so that kind of sucks. But you know who doesn't think it sucks? Is a farmer who's wanting their crops to grow and needs the water. They're like, this is amazing. We love the rain. So we were all having different thoughts about the same thing. So you may be thinking that I'm working on these things, but I have this thought that I can't get myself to keep going. What if you're wrong? What if that's just something your brain is thinking? Okay, thanks for your opinion. Meanwhile, I'm going to be over here doing the things I need to do. I'm going to listen to Nobius and I'm going to follow what they say. And I'm going to decide do I need to start consuming more information so that my brain has more options for what to think? Or am I going to start taking specific actions and doing the challenges for stopping it enough? Yeah, someone in the chat said, my brain throws a lot of ugly at me. I tell it to fuck off and find something productive to do. Absolutely. That's another option. That's exactly what you can do. You can say, piss off. That's not the way I want to think today. Or you can think, oh, I so appreciate you for offering me that opinion. But that's just not very helpful for me. So that's not what I'm going to focus on. So thank you for your question. Oh, you're welcome. So I am going to, I hope this isn't all in your way, guys. Move this out of your way a bit. So as you scroll down this page, we are still on the website on the pathways page. I'm going to make everybody dizzy. We've looked at what the four different pathways are. You can do the courses within the pathway on their own. You can go into one course and do one lesson. I have clicked on the Conquering the Scale course. You can go in here and decide, oh, this, I really want to watch this lesson one. So you watch that. Or there's a lesson in Conquering the Scale on setting a goal weight. Maybe that's something you're working on. So you, there's no right or wrong again. These are suggestions. Our pathways are suggestions for you for what to do. And remember, you can always come to Ask Coaches and ask us as well for any more suggestions, personal ones. At the bottom of the pathways page, though, we also have more courses. We have a lot of courses, y'all. There's so many. So here you'll see courses like the Mindful Drinking for Weight Loss. There's a journaling course. A lot of my clients jump to this journaling course just to help them with that thought work. There is the Mastering Maintenance. That is a very robust course. It has four modules in it. So that is a great one to do, even if you're getting close to maintenance. You don't even have to be in maintenance to go look at that. I always recommend it to my clients at minimum when they're like within 20 pounds, but I've even recommended it to some who were like about three quarters of the way there, or sorry, a quarter of the way there. They still had three quarters of the way to go. I've recommended some of the lessons in Mastering Maintenance. There are just some really good mindset lessons in there. So as you can see here, if you go onto the website, like we are looking at now, there are so many different courses that you can explore. So if you can just play around and look around, but this is where we don't want you to get lost. We don't want you to get lost just consuming all this information and not taking action. So I am going to stop sharing for a moment. And I am going to, since it didn't seem to work to call someone up, I am going to promote to panelist or Zoom user. Is that working for you? Zoom user, I am trying to promote you to panelist. There we go. Okay. If you can turn your camera on. See that? Oh, there we go. I'm going to ask you to unmute and to turn your camera on. Oh, I can hear you now. Can you see?
Yes, if I can figure out how to do it.
And I think I have asked you to. Does that help?
Yes. I look awful because I just finished working out.
Perfect. That's then you look amazing. So, what were you raising your hand for? Did you want to chat about something or did you want to do the quiz? What were you thinking?
I tried to do the quiz and I think now that I've seen your page,
yeah,
I probably did get an answer and didn't see the answer. I did it twice and yeah. I couldn't find the suggestion. So now I think I see what I had done wrong. So go back and do that.
Okay.
I just finished module four this week mm-hmm. and took my time. And yeah. took really good notes because I'm a note taker and was doing really well. This week had a lot of emotional roller coasters, just normal life circumstances. And I'm up three. So I think I need to do maybe a discovery worksheet.
That would be fabulous. Because remember, it's not the life circumstances that put weight on you.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know. I went back to emotionally eating and not being at the table. I know that already, but I just
that's huge.
And I didn't do. It was way too much at first because I tend to be OCD about things like that. And so I have in the 6 weeks I've done this, I've only done the assessment 24-hour thing like three times.
Okay. So, have you been planning?
Oh yes. I got the four basics down and the planning down, and okay. I think I want to try in August to do the 24-hour assessment. What I did at first is when it was too much, I would just take it out of my binder. I print it. I'd take it out of my binder and put it away.
Okay. So, sorry, I didn't catch your name either. What's your name?
It's Audrey, and I'm not very good with technology, so I haven't figured out how to change it.
Well, you and me both. I finally got my name changed, but you saw how long that did. I don't know. If you were here at the beginning, you would have seen how long that took me. I was Coach Leah for a while too, because I couldn't figure out how to do it again. But we got it. So no worries, Audrey. It's nice to meet you. Yeah. What I would recommend is even maybe taking a baby step towards it. You know how I plan half the time? I use check marks. I circle. So when I've written my plan, I then circle. Yeah. If this was my plan, I'm like, yeah, had this. No, didn't eat this. Yeah, this one I did have.
I tend to draw, if I followed it, I draw the arrow over to the 8 box so I don't have to write it again.
Yeah, for sure. Make it easy and make it doable. That's what we want you doing with everything. And that's exactly what you did when you were doing the No BS weight loss course. You made it doable for yourself. You took your time, you paced yourself. That's you making it doable. So now that's what I want you to do with the planning, right? And then notice, are you struggling with when you're not following your plan? Is that?
I'm not having that much trouble with that. The only time is like, I know we're going out to eat, but I don't know where. So I put out to eat and then I put several choices and just try to, you know, make an even swap. I'm sticking to the plan pretty well. It's just this week was a bad week. And I also, it was the first week I wasn't listening to a podcast daily.
Interesting. Yeah. So sometimes noticing what changed. Right. And then practice being really honest with yourself. Your brain's going right to this was a bad week. Let's be factual. Remember module 2 with the 4 N's? Right. It can be really helpful. Normalize and then be factual with yourself. Well, what happened this week? Because I don't know exactly what happened. We could get into that if I don't know if we have enough time, but it's recognizing that this is your life. We're all going to have bad weeks from time to time. We want to practice, how do I show up for myself and not eat for all those emotions? That's what we've done in the past. Now we want to practice new ways. Did you think of any opportunities this week where we could have, if you could go back, is there any places you would work on?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, I would not, before I started No BS, when I was alone, I would watch TV and eat in the bed.
Okay.
And I noticed I did that 2 or 3 times this week, even though my weekly goal was to eat at the table.
Okay.
So I'm going to do that again next week. It's just stop and go, why are you eating in bed? Let's get up and eat at the table.
Yeah. What's going on, Audrey? That's what you could ask yourself. What's going on here? What's happening? Something's happening. Something is driving this action, like an old pattern, right? It's like, wait, we want to create a new pattern. So what are you going to say to yourself this week then? If you catch yourself on the way to the bed or getting the food or something, what are you going to say to yourself?
Eat at the table, Audrey.
Why should Audrey eat at the table?
Because that is an old pattern. Eating in bed, feeling sorry for myself that I'm alone is an old pattern. And so all that's doing is sending me backwards. So eating at the table, I'm a new empty nester. Yeah. And so I'm finally okay with eating alone.
Okay.
But
how many kids do you have?
What?
How many kids do you have?
4.
Oh, I have 3. So yeah, I get you.
So just learning how to be okay with eating at the table and not thinking, oh my goodness, there's not 6 plates here. So, yeah.
So that might be an opportunity to give yourself some comfort. Be like, oh, Audrey, it's okay. This is our old pattern. It's not who we want to be.
Right.
This who we want to be is the person that eats at the table. This is important to me. That's what you got to tell yourself. This is important to me. This is what I want to work on. And giving yourself good reasons, right? Thinking through all the way through the reasons, right? What is the reason that eating at the table is important to you? Do you know that?
I think because I'm not going to sit here all day, whereas if I eat in bed, I'm just going to watch another episode of whatever I'm watching. Mm-hmm. So I think it's more about getting up and moving. I battle depression, and so that's just a trigger to stay in the bed. So.
Okay. So that's where you can try to have some love and compassion for yourself too. This is okay. We've done this for a long time to take care of ourselves. That's the thing you got to remember.
Right.
We think it should be like, oh, no problem. Come on. Don't you know better now? It's like, not always. So just recognizing that it's okay. But here's what I want to try. Right. Let's try it and see. Maybe these crazy ladies at No BS are onto something. And right.
Well, I know I need to work on it. It's just, it's been really, really nice to have the support of the Facebook group.
Yeah.
And that's been helpful. And so this is my first time to try a live training.
Excellent. Well, I'm so glad you joined me here. So glad. That's awesome. Do you have any other questions that you want to talk about?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to see now. It'll show you which pathway. I would still recommend that module 3 and 4. Those are really good ones to keep in touch with. You want to keep in touch with who your future self is, because your future self probably eats at the table every time. And she does sometimes probably go cuddle in bed and comfort herself. She just leaves the food out. She keeps that out of it. Sure. Doesn't mean you can't still go comfort yourself, right?
Right.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you to see what pathway comes up and let us know.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Audrey. We'll talk to you soon. I am going to, there you go, put you back down. There you go. And we have Kate with her hand raised too. Was there any other questions anybody had in the meantime? Oh, Kate, I'm bringing you up. Okay. Yes. If anybody else wants coaching or wants to talk about something with me, sort of brainstorm, then let me know. If anybody is joining, I was late. I was showing Audrey how to assess a plan, acting as if the things I have typed are a plan. Hello, Kate. I'm going to ask you to unmute. I do see you. I assume you're finding a place to be. There we go.
I am, because I my husband can always hear me and I don't like that. So I'm going into our bedroom now, and I have to admit, I didn't even get fixed up. Usually I do before Zoom, but I was thinking I would just be listening, not being on camera. So please forgive.
Well, I'm so glad you raised your hand.
You know, I raised my hand. Well, anyway, I just did a message into Coach Heather into the chat.
Okay.
I love all the materials. I'm like obsessed with them and I love them and they inspire me, but I have a lot of trouble taking action and I just kind of rebel against my plans. Mm-hmm. I tend to be somebody who binges and it's sort of impulsive and I'm just struggling with how to actually stick to what I want to do. This has been a pattern in my life, but it frustrates me because I love the material so much.
So why do you think you have to stick to your plans in order to lose weight?
Because not sticking to my plans, I start binging and that doesn't exactly make the scale go in the right direction.
So why do you start binging when you don't follow your plan?
You know, it's interesting because this morning when I woke up, I started to really think about what I was thinking about somebody I didn't like.
Okay.
Who's really a very, very nice person, but she's very attractive. She's quite wealthy. She's quite accomplished. And I'm on a committee with her and she's my friend. I mean, we do things together, but I just resent the hell out of her. And I started thinking about that. And I thought, because when I'm around her, I feel like a blob, even though I'm accomplished. I've done well with work. I've gotten awards, all this stuff. But down deep, I think that's a core thing for me, is feeling like I'm a blob. And the one thing, even from when I was a kid, when I felt like that, the thing that helped was food. So when I do a plan and I don't feel like doing it and I rebel against it, I think I go to, well, I know what will make me feel good. It's all this food. And I know that, but
you have done a great job of normalizing why it makes so much sense for your brain to offer you the thought of just eat.
It feels good. It feels good because I don't normally
feel so much better if you eat. Yeah.
But it's,
So I want you to think about it though. What are you making it mean when you don't follow your plan?
I think at the time, it feels great. I like rebelling. It feels like I did this sneaky little thing against my blobbiness, and I'm real happy. I am a person that likes even the last bite of my food. You know, they always say the last bite doesn't taste as good as the first.
These are two things I want you to really pay attention to that you just said. I really like eating the last bite, and I really like to rebel. Knowing those things about you, though, let's use them for you. Make those your superpower in weight loss. Yeah. How about we rebel against the voice that says, just eat, it'll make you feel better.
I never thought about rebelling against what I think of as my rebellion.
Yeah.
Is to say, I'm rebelling against that part of blobby me that just thinks food's the good thing.
Yes.
Well, that's sort of fun.
Blobby thoughts,
It's using my sneaky thing against my sneaky thing. Yeah.
Yes.
And for my, I like that. I like that.
You always want to eat the last bite, then you know your approach will be serve less.
When I serve less, and also when my meals actually are not a problem because I like doing the halftime method. I just didn't realize that was the Amber method. And my meals are not bad. It's that when I come home and I'm sort of not being distracted by anything other than maybe my TV, that's when I want to, if I'm busy, I'm fine, or my meals, I'm fine, but it's my snacking. And once I start snacking, I go to binging. It's like,
I want you to start rebelling against the snacking thoughts.
And I go out to eat all the time for lunch. I mean, that's part of my social life. I have a lot of friends that like to go out to lunch, and I like to do that too. And I'm okay there. I can bring home food. But once I get home, then I want to start binging. It's just weird.
So why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't, I don't know if it's just a habit.
Could be.
So I don't know. It's like,
I would offer you two suggestions.
Okay.
My two suggestions are, one, you decide ahead of time. You going out for lunch today? Going out for lunch today?
Yeah. Oh, no, not today.
Tomorrow?
It's usually during the week.
Next week,
I will be going out to lunch. Yeah.
Perfect. So you decide ahead of time Monday. When I come home from lunch, this is what I'm going to do. Make a plan right now for an activity, a thing, whatever it is. This is what I'm going to go do. And try that and see what happens. See if it interrupts the pattern. Another option, I like to give options here. Another option is you decide one of the days you're going out for lunch, you're going to come home and journal. And you can do it in bullet points. You could even just record your voice saying it. I don't know how you feel about journaling, but you can just write out, I'm home from lunch. What's in your head? What's going on? Okay. What's that voice? And then you can practice the whole, well, am I going to listen to it? Am I going to rebel against it? Is this where I want to go? But just find out what's in there, right?
It's okay. Like cleaning out and really, and use my journal kind of to decide what I'm going to do. I might decide to binge, but yeah. I'm going to be writing it down. I like the journal. Let's so I why. Do that. I'll do that. Yeah.
Let's at least okay. know why. What's
yeah. in there. This and is it, what's going on. This is why.
You yeah. may find it could be a little voice like, this is what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you'll yeah, know it's a habit.
Yeah. Okay.
But it could be, oh, so-and-so looked so amazing or this. It could be those thoughts too. I don't know. I'm just so curious to see.
Yeah. Like, why aren't I as neat as they are? That's part of what I think. But that comes from early childhood stuff, which it's time to put away, I know.
Well, so that would be some great thing to know. This is what's going yeah. on. We got, well, let's figure it out.
Yeah. Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you. You know, you're I have to say, I didn't realize I was going to be on this when I yeah. said, when I okay. raised my hand. So it was kind of freaky, but I'm really glad. This has been very, very helpful. Thank you.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad you did raise your hand, Kate. So.
I am too.
All right. Yeah, so make sure you let us know.
I will. Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. You take care.
You too. Thanks.
Change you back to attendee. That was so good. If anybody else, we still have time. If anyone else wants to raise their hand, I do have a question here in the Q&A. Let's see. Joanne says, whenever I weigh in, if I lose or gain, I have a tendency to fuck it eat for the, I think that's what you're saying, fuck it eat for the day. It's like I have a loss. I celebrate and think it's good. I deserve this. How can I try to change this pattern? Yeah, that makes so much sense. Because you know what your brain wants, Joanne? Your brain wants to eat. Your brain obviously has a thought. And I want to let you know, you are not alone in this at all. It's because you have a human brain. And your brain would like to eat. It's how many years? Let's do the four ends with this. For how many years have you had the tendency to eat for celebration, to eat because you think you deserve it? No wonder your brain is still offering you thoughts like that. It doesn't know you're trying something new. It's not fully on board with understanding. Remember, your habit brain is a toddler. You're trying to get it to understand complex calculations here, that if we don't eat, then this, then at the end of the week, we'll lose weight. Then at the end of the month, we'll have lost weight. Then we're changing our life. Like that is a, that's like trying to get a toddler to do algebra, right? So keep that in mind. How do we make it easy? We could, first of all, be like, yeah, I knew this thought would come up. I knew it. I knew you were coming. If I lose weight, I know what I'm going to think, that I should celebrate. Here's what I'm going to do instead. Be intentional. Answer those questions of like the weekly weigh-in questions of this is how much I lost and this is what I think about it. Answer them before you weigh in. No matter what I weigh, this is what I'm going to think this week based on the data that I collected, that I did a kick-ass job or whatever it is. Or here's a, I know things I can level up. All right. So that's how you can try to change the pattern. I would love for you to check out Module 2, Lesson 1. It is on how to break patterns, how to create new patterns, and how to break that, basically that diet mentality and how our brains think. It's practice. All right. Thanks for your question, Joanne. And I have Toki. I'm going to raise hand. So I'm going to, maybe I'm going to, I don't know. There we go. I am promoting you to panelists. Let's see what you have going on. And then I'm going to check my notes to make sure there wasn't anything else I wanted to tell you all today. As Toki comes up here, Toki, and you're going to tell me if I am pronouncing your name correctly or not. I'm going to ask you to unmute and then ask you to start your video. There you go. You're unmuted. And there you go. So am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yeah.
Toki.
Yeah. All right.
Excellent. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm nervous.
Oh, you know how nervous I was before this call? I was talking back and forth with my friend and told her I thought I was going to throw up. And then she's like, why? Calm down. Oh, So I just took a few breaths.
Yeah, let's take a few breaths together. Yeah.
It's okay. Just you and me. So what's happening for you?
Well, I'm new to know the yes. women. And I joined in March of this year. And before I joined, I've had a lot of health issues. I'm 62 and shouldn't really have that many health issues at that age. But when you don't take care of yourself.
How many health issues is a 62-year-old supposed to have?
Not very many. I go to the Y and swim and I see an 80 and 90-year-old women that are in better shape than me.
Okay. I would bet you the reverse is true too, but that there's probably 40-year-old people who are in worse health condition than you.
That's true. That I don't think about that. I just think about, I see myself and I see all these women that are in, that are older than me, that just are in better shape. And, you know, sometimes I really beat myself up for not taking care of myself all these years.
And so when you're busy beating yourself up, then what happens?
I feel like crap.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. So notice, that's where we have a little bit of a choice here. It's a new thing for you to feel like it's a choice. But notice that when you think of things one way, you feel like crap. And when I offered you the idea of, there's probably 40-year-olds who are in worse shape than you. And, oh, it adds a bit of relief. Like we think about it a different way. Oh, so how about we just focus on you and use you as the measure for you?
Yeah.
Right? Focus on your own data, your own stats, your own abilities, and notice how you do things.
Never thought of it that way. I'm glad I did. I raised my hand. I wasn't going to do it, but I thought, you know, I should just try, you know, just try it one time and see how it works. But you're right on. I mean, I probably think that I'm the only one at 62 should be looking like I don't have any problems. You see these runners, these women that are 70 and 80 that run these marathons, and you think, wow, why didn't I take care of myself?
Yeah. Good. Like you said,
you can't just say, well, I wish I would have. You just.
Yeah. Well, there's your chance to be real honest. Do you really want to put in the time and effort to be the same as them?
No, I can't because of the conditions that I have, but I can exercise and I can take care of myself. I can't be a marathon runner, but I can swim and I can bike.
Yeah. So this is where I go back to what I said at the beginning. I encourage you to compare yourself to you. Use your data to be like, look at the growth you've had. You can probably do way more physical activity than the you 6 months ago that could do.
Yes.
Regardless of anything else. Right? So this is what I'm doing. Make decisions based on who you are and the life you want to live. And notice when your brain is offering you thoughts that take away from that have you feeling like crap because you're busy comparing.
Yeah.
To them instead of to you. When you think about where you are today compared to where you were 6 months ago, how do you feel?
Because of no BS.
In general, because of everything you've done, exercise, no BS. Are you proud of you?
Yes. Yes, I really am. I mean, I have moments where I feel like, you know, the pain kind of gets out of hand. I feel like crap. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? Am I ever going to get better?
Different. Notice the two different types of feeling like crap. There is mentally feeling like crap and physically feeling like crap. So when we have health things going on, sometimes we're going to physically feel like crap. Mm-hmm. That's where we want to use our mental energy to support ourselves, to take care of ourselves, because our body physically feels like crap right now. Okay. We want to practice not adding to that and then making our brain pile on and have us feeling like more crap. It's like, what can we do for ourselves? Is that helpful for you for today?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes, very much.
That's amazing. I'm so glad that you put your hand up.
Me too. Yeah. I've got to stop comparing myself to women that are older than me and think that, you know, I should be where they're at, but I can't do that to myself anymore. I have to be proud. Like you said, 6 months ago, I wasn't as strong as I am today. My arms are stronger. Yeah. I wish my legs were stronger, but I'm working on it
slowly. 6 months from now, you will be looking back and saying, and I'm so glad you didn't give up on that and that you kept going, because now our legs are even so much stronger. That'll be so cool.
Yeah, I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm Coach Lisa.
Okay. Thank you, Coach Lisa, so much for this. I'll try to remember not to be so judgmental on myself for being, you know, where I'm at in my life.
Yeah. I want you to go and maybe make a list of all the things that you could say to yourself when those thoughts come up. Have a nice list ready, because I tell you, those other thoughts are habits. Your brain is used to doing it. It's not just going to stop because you came here with me. It's going to still come up and try. And now it will be your job to just have some thoughts ready for yourself to be like, oh, wait. Coach Lisa said, I don't have to listen to you. That could be one.
Right? Yeah.
But come up with a big list for yourself. Make it easy to access the new thinking that may not be as automatic yet. Or I'm telling you, it's not going to be automatic yet. So give yourself that. That was what I would suggest for you today. Okay.
I will do that.
I love it. Okay. And reach out and ask coaches anytime. We're here for you.
I know. God bless you.
Oh, you as well. So glad you raised your hand. You take care. Okay.
I don't know how to get out of here. Do I just?
I will take you out. No worries. Here you go.
Okay. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, comparing ourselves. Okay. I'm just going to look quickly at our notes. There's a couple of questions. I think Coach Heather might be getting to those. We have just a couple minutes left. One of the things I really wanted to talk about this call that we didn't really get to, is when we coached about using our rebellious nature for ourselves instead of against ourselves. I want you guys to get creative as you're doing this, your no BS journey. If you have other things in life that you're trying to work on, I swear just about any course we have will probably apply. You're working on money, use the planning courses, use the planner, plan your money. Use the tools you have here to really help in all areas of life. I have people do discovery worksheets for anything positive in their life too, right? Fill out a discovery worksheet when something's going well. The whole point of those discovery worksheets is to discover what you're thinking, how you did something, or why you didn't do something. So make sure you're using those for yourself and not always just against yourself as like a beat down. That's not the point of them. Same thing with successful urge worksheets. These are all found on that helpful helpful worksheets page, we have a successful urge worksheet. You don't have to wait for success to come knocking on your door for you to do one of those. Do those in advance. Do it first. Be like, so yeah, Kate, I think the one that was going out for lunch, write out a successful urge worksheet for what it's going to look like when you get home from lunch and have an urge to binge. Write that one out now. Pre-plan for it. Get yourself ready. Think through, what would that even look like? You'll figure it out. But, and then see, can I actually create that? Visualize it happening. And the last one, which is my absolute favorite before we get out of here, the Conquering the Skill course. I have assigned that to so many clients who are trying to work on relationships. So if you have a relationship that's really kind of, you know, not working for you at the moment, go check out that Conquering the Skill course and think of whoever it is, they are now the scale. I literally had a client who renamed someone in their phone the scale for a little while, I think is a joke. But pay attention to that course from that lens and you'll see things in a whole new way. So if you ever have any questions about how to get, how to use any of our courses for any other things going on in your life, again, that's a great thing to bring to Ask Coaches. We will help you figure it out. We will help you know what's the next step for you. So thank you to everybody who raised their hand today. And it was so great to spend this time with you. And I look forward to seeing you next time. All right. Bye, everybody.